Hey, it's Claire and James here. Before we get stuck into this week's episode, we just want to let you know that we're about to launch a first-of-its-kind tool that's going to help you identify where you might be holding yourself back from living your fullest potential at midlife.
We're naming it the Midlife Reset Audit. And what's incredibly exciting is that it'll offer you your personalized strategies that give you the most impactful wins, so you can quickly take back control of your body, mind, and life.
Now, we're just putting the finishing touches to it, making it the best it can possibly be. So if you'd like to be the first to take the audit, pop your name on the waiting list. Just go to themidlifementors.com/audit. In this episode, we discuss the five things your fitness journey shouldn't be. This discussion has come about from my own recent experience and also witnessing certain challenges and mistakes many busy people in their 40s, 50s and 60s make.
We dive into strategy and give you some helpful tips to make sure your fitness journey is results driven, sustainable and above all, fun. Hi, I'm James Davis.
And I'm Claire Davis.
We're the Midlife Mentors, here to lift a lid on how to achieve health and happiness.
The balanced, no-nonsense way.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Midlife Mentors with me, James.
And me, Claire. You might actually hear our coffee machine in the background because we've timed it perfectly with the coffee machine going.
Gotta have that coffee. Decaf, I hasten to add.
Decaf coffee, yeah.
We thought today we'd just do like quite a fun one, actually.
Fun
inspired
and fast.
By our own personal experience. So it's five things your fitness journey shouldn't be. So just want to really emphasise, like, fitness should be fun, right? And it should be about like re-engaging with yourself and having that passion, that purpose and enjoying it. And we'll lead on to a little personal story from Claire about that in a sec. That's what we're going to talk about. But before we get into that, Claire, what have we been up to and what have we got coming up?
Well, actually, you might recognise that we didn't do one last week. So we gave ourselves a break. It's really, really good to just take the foot off the gas for a little bit. And actually, you know, it does take a lot to do these podcasts. We always love your responses. We love how much you love what we do and the response that we get from all over the world now, actually. But it's particularly in the US. We're getting lots and lots of people messaging us from there saying they love our podcast, which is amazing. But it does take a lot of work. So we thought, actually, let's give ourselves a break and we'll go again with renewed vigour and energy next week. So that's what we're doing.
Exactly, yeah. We had a very, very busy May and June, actually. We put together
it
a lot
insane.
Of stuff. We did the four-day hormone and metabolism challenge. And from the back of that, we launched our 21-day course, which is going great guns. The people on there are getting amazing results and learnings. It's just so much fun running as well. I had a session last night with them.
Yeah, the 21-day optimizing hormones and resetting your metabolism course. You know, this is the first time we've kind of done it in a succinct 21-day program. It's absolutely part of what we do for the Midlife Method, our 8-week program. But it's distilling it down into 21 days to give people a taster, basically. And we've got 20 people on it. So it's absolutely mega. We are so chuffed to pieces. But as, you know, as Jane kind of alluded to there, we have had a crazy May and June. So we, again, to be quite honest with you, I'd love to say that July's not going to be crazy. We've got big goals, big ambitions, and we want to help as many people as we possibly can. So this is why we constantly, it's actually that drives us forward. That's our really strong why, is to share the right knowledge with people, right? Getting past the fads and stupid things that we hear all the time. I mean, honestly, I've just been reading a post on someone that I know, an acquaintance on Facebook, and she's reached out for some advice on Facebook around her fitness journey and calories and nutrition and stuff like that. And you should see the nonsense that people are putting underneath. And it's really confusing for people. And so that's why We are so passionate about giving science-based information to people that gets people off this horrible negative spiral, especially around nutrition. So, yeah, that's why we continue to do this. This is why we continue to push ourselves forward so we can help more people.
Exactly that. And listen, if you do want to know more, right, a great jumping in is that four-day free hormones and metabolism course. Yeah. So we ran one, but we've got another one we'll be running this month. So it's completely free time. If you did it once already, do it again. Yeah. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I want to get more from it. I want to do it again. If you didn't do it, please do join us. We do the sessions live, but then they stay up so you can catch up in the day. And people got amazing results from that. Like one lady lost 9 pounds.
£9 in 4 days.
Yeah, by applying what we'd shown her. It's all about understanding the midlife hormones, working in tandem with them rather than against them, and working to reset your metabolism. So if you want in on that, keep posted because we are going to be running that again in July.
You can find information all over our social media platforms as well. You can go on Instagram. We're at Midlife Mentors on there. So always keep up to date. Make sure you've got notifications on. So we're always posting on there about the free stuff we've got coming up. And you can find it on our website.
Also on our website now, you can actually go and see like how good your hormone and metabolism knowledge is. We've got a funky quiz on there. So go take it. You'll get personalised results with action tips as well. So go check that out.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and then on the next podcast, I'll put the link to the four-day free mini course as well, all around. Optimizing hormone health and hacking your metabolism. Like James said, we loved running it. It was so super successful. We had 300 people join that. So we're going to be doing it again because it helped so many people.
I did.
Awesome. Right. Is that all we've been up to?
No, I was going to say, Claire, we were so privileged to go to London Zoo in the summer, do these twilight evenings where the zoo is shut. It's only for adults and it's limited numbers, so you can get in. So we went to that. It's really fun. They have a little food market and bars and music.
James loved the squirrel monkeys.
Exactly. So it's so funny. I got into zoo and I was like, Claire, squirrel monkey. So in London Zoo, if you don't know, they have an enclosure where you're actually in there with the monkeys.
So James
and
fitted right in.
Claire's never been in it. I was trying to drag her there and she was like, slow down. And then I got her there.
Well, that's because you've got a bad hip.
Oh, it's cheeky.
Yeah,
when I got her there,
story.
She was like, oh, this is amazing.
I hadn't been in the squirrel because actually we moved here. We were only here for a few months before lockdown. And then obviously the zoo, you know, the enclosures and everything, even though we'd been back even last year and been back since then, we go quite regularly. They hadn't opened the squirrel monkey enclosure, but we got right up close and personal with some monkeys. So James fitted in. It was really cute, actually. Really cute.
And then on Saturday, we went to Guns N' Roses.
We did.
Ooh, but, 80s rock.
But it was hilarious because James and I, everyone that knows us and listens to our podcast knows that we are early to bed and early risers. So it got to about not even half past nine and they'd only been on for a little bit. We'd heard a few of our favourite songs and we were like, right, off we go. We're going home to avoid the crowds.
Also, it was in Tottenham, which is hardly Primrose Hill, is it?
You're such a snob. I apologise for James' snobbiness, okay? I'm from the south of the river here in London and we're far less snobby than the people from the north.
No, it looked great out there, actually. We passed this amazing, on the way home, this place like a botellón. So if you've lived in Spain or in Central or South America, you know, a botellón is like a bottle party. It was this bar. It was just full of Latin music. And it looks really fun. So, yeah, it was
we were tempted to go in there, but, you know, it was half past nine.
And it was past our bedtime.
It was. Right, so without further ado, after we've updated you on what we've been doing, let us dive into... It's going to be a really nice little short one, but like James said right at the beginning, it is supposed to be fun. Our fitness journey is supposed to be enjoyable. Listen, we're not saying right from the beginning you're going to love doing fitness. If it's not something that's been in your life and your lifestyle for a while or potentially ever, it's not something, we're not saying, oh, you've got to love it. We're not one of those sorts of people, really puritanical about it. But, you know, I didn't like fitness at first. I have to say, I got into this arena, I got into fitness, not through cardio. I absolutely found my power and my passion through weights. And I never enjoyed cardio. And when we talk about fitness, I suppose we are talking about resistance training, weight training as well. But with regards to this, really, we're talking about kind of the cardio stuff, the HIIT stuff. And I didn't like it either, but I've learnt to absolutely love it because it's a good addiction. It makes me feel absolutely amazing. It makes me feel strong. It lifts me up every single day. It gives me a great boost of those, you know, feel good hormones. So it is supposed to be fun and it will become fun. We're just going to go through five tips about what your fitness journey shouldn't be. Yeah.
There is a personal element to this because you recently kind of just got in a bit of a slump with your fitness, didn't you? You're a bit like, I'm just not really feeling it anymore.
Yes.
So and you've stepped back, reinvigorated.
Yeah. And it's really, really important that James has brought that up. Because it's so true. For the last few months, I had a little photo shoot that I did, which I really focused on, and that was great. And then after that, I just lost
a bit of... And you look fabulous in as well.
Thank you. I lost my mojo, to be honest. I just thought, oh, this is just a bit boring. I need to mix it up a little bit. So guess what I did? I reached out for support. Because if you haven't listened to our last couple of weeks ago when we were like the secret sources accountability, I reached out as a PT, as someone in this arena. I knew I needed to mix it up a bit and get the right support. So I reached out to someone who has created a completely new program for me and is keeping a check on me. I'm reporting back to her and I cannot tell you, I've done this in my like spiritual world. I've done this in my business world. I haven't done this in my fitness world. And it is rocket. I am rocking it. This week, I'm absolutely loving it. I've got all of my passion back. Fitness is fun again. I'm not just going through the motions. And I'm just so, so pleased. So, Holly, if you are listening to this.
I love that.
Holly, if you're listening to this, I keep giving you a message every single time I come out of the gym, just whooping about how much I'm enjoying it. But it's the accountability piece. And it's mixing up and doing something different. Absolutely. So, without further ado, number one, it shouldn't be restrictive. So if you feel like you should be doing...
Funny moment there. Claire waved the notes at me, not realizing I hadn't got my glasses on, so there's no chance I could read them. Which is why she's now doing this
one. It's really hilarious. I wish you were
all... suddenly stuck it under my nose.
I wish you were all flies on the wall when... And we should video these sometimes. I wish you were a fly on the wall watching what we're like sometimes when we're recording these. Because I think it'd be quite funny. Because I did just stick... I've got these on my phone and I just stuck the first number one underneath James's nose, but he didn't have his glasses on, so I took over.
White writing on a blue background.
So number one, it shouldn't feel restrictive. So if you feel like you should be doing like a 45-minute run 3 times a week, but your lifestyle doesn't allow for it, that's just adding a whole load of crappy pressure to your life, right? Your workouts shouldn't be stressing you out. They should be something that fit into your lifestyle and they should be something that you enjoy. But that comes, by the way, that comes, as I said, that comes after a while. So this is why how we train ourselves and how we train with clients is so effective, because the HIIT sessions, the high intensity interval session, training sessions are, you know, like 15 to 20 minutes long. They fit in with your lifestyle. You don't need any equipment. You can do it at home. That's why so many of our clients and we love that way of training.
The next one is, it should not be obsessive. You must allow for rest, and even more so when we're in our 40s and 50s. It is vital. I can't stress enough. It's vital we have rest. This is where we see so many prospective clients going wrong. And we get it. You know, you think, oh, well, when I did this in my 20s and my 30s, if I do it again, it will work. Oh, it's not working. So if I do more of it, if I double up on it, it's bound to work. No, you're actually working against your own hormones and physiology that you have when you're in your 40s and 50s. So obsessively training every day isn't necessary unless you're an athlete. Mm-hmm. It will raise your cortisol and you're more likely to hold on to that belly fat. And we do see this with people in the gym, that they are working so hard, but every day on rinse and repeat for like, I've seen people doing like a spin class, then a 45-minute HIIT session. And you can tell their body shape, not only not changing, like they've got kind of that skinny legs and arms, but they're around their middle is just getting fatter and fatter and fatter. And then that's encouraged them to do more and more and more, which actually not realizing the reason they're getting that fat storage around the middle is the cortisol is being spiked by that chronic overtraining with no recovery.
Yeah, and it's also really important to say here, in our 40s and 50s and beyond, we've got to be really careful about injury risk as well. So this is why we need rest too, is, you know, we're more prone to injury, right? So number three, this is a good one. It shouldn't be easy. Oh no. I bet you're like, oh no. And this, again, is something we see all the time with our clients. I had this conversation with one of my clients just 2 days ago. I was saying, you know, she's plateaued a bit. This is what happens. We all plateau at points. And I was like, are you really going at intensity? And actually, I had a conversation with... I've had this conversation a lot in the last week. Have you been going at intensity in your workouts, your HIIT workouts? And if we're really honest with us, and we have to be really honest with ourselves because we want the results, actually, those people have said, I'm probably not. And actually, I had the pleasure of training one of my clients face-to-face last week. She was in London, face-to-face. And she's been doing all the HIIT workouts online. I actually trained her face-to-face. And she realised, I said, have you been pushing yourself? And she was like, absolutely not. And I was like, this is what you need to be doing each and every time you train yourself. And that's your responsibility. Because otherwise you will plateau. You're not going to get the results. And you need, the fitter you get, the more you need to push yourself. And we've had this with other clients when they've come on our retreats. They're like, oh, we've plateaued. And we're like, okay, but how hard are you pushing yourself? And then they realise after the first couple of sessions on our retreat that they need to push themselves harder. It's something that we do all the time. We create that oxygen debt. You want to be completely out of breath. You want to be like this at the end of your workouts. And if I've got anything left in the tank, I always, always push myself a little bit harder because I know that's where results happen, is outside my comfort zone.
Also, when you do push yourself really hard, when you get that intensity, the endorphin rush is so massive. Much more intense as well.
Absolutely. So, you know, the fitter we get, the more we have to push ourselves, and you know, we need to safely, it's really, really important. I was talking about injury a minute ago. We need to safely push our body in order to get results as well.
Okay, so it shouldn't be boring. So when your workout's becoming boring, it's time to mix it up a bit. And don't be afraid to mix it up. We see this a lot as well.
This is me.
People maybe aren't that confident around their exercise. So they start something, they get familiar with it, their confidence grows, but then they're a bit afraid to step into new and try something new. Don't be. Here's the thing. Our bodies are amazing at adapting, which means if you do the same thing over and over, you actually start getting less and less results because the body becomes used to it, right? Think about, you know, if you set out for a run and you're really struggling to make, you know, 1K when you first do it, but over a number of months you can do 5K easily. Your body's not working anywhere near as hard during those 5K as it probably was during that initial 1K when you were less fit.
Yeah.
So you need to keep challenging your body by mixing it up all the time. And that also challenges your brain by making it interesting. So if you get bored and stop enjoying exercise, you're less likely to do it, obviously. So get a buddy, hire a coach. Remember, variety is the spice of life. Just get out there and mix it up.
It is, absolutely. And this is what I've just done. So telling you the story about me, that's exactly what I've just done. And finally, it shouldn't be all about the cardio, actually. So us saying, you know, about fitness and pushing ourselves on it shouldn't just be all about cardio. We need to be doing weights. We've done so much stuff around this. We talk about this on our hormones all the time, all our hormone courses all the time. You know, we need to be doing weights as well. Because as we're aging, our muscle mass is decreasing. That's also decreasing. It's metabolically active. Muscle is metabolically active. So that means that when we have less muscle, our metabolic rate lowers. So we want to be doing resistance training as well. You know, a blend of both. Now, listen here. I also read on that same thread that I talked to you about on their Facebook page. My goodness. Someone said cardio is no good.
I know. I was going to say, Claire, the counterpoint to this is...
cardio is no good.
There's a lot of influence out there now that are like, oh, you just need to lift weights. You don't do cardio. Well, listen, from an aesthetic perspective, maybe. Cardio is going to help you aesthetically. But more importantly, it's about your overall health and fitness. You need to be doing both.
You need to be doing both, people. I am literally astounded. I cannot tell you how cross I get. Because it does make me cross. Because I care about people so much. I care about people getting the right results, you know, and feeling good and actually moving forward in their life rather than being given terrible advice. On that post, it said, cardio is no good. And this is to a woman that's in her 50s. So this woman is in her 50s. She's asked for advice and she's being told not to do cardio. You have to do a blend of resistance training and cardio in order to be fit, healthy and strong, maintain muscle mass and bone density as we age. This in turn, all of those two combined will raise your metabolic rate, get you the results that you want, get you feeling amazing, strong, powerful. And like you're achieving something and getting the results that you want. So
listen, if you want inspiration for some new workouts, for resistance or cardio or HIIT, go check out our YouTube channel, which is YouTube C Midlife, The Midlife Mentors. And we've got loads of like free workouts on there. Or better yet, sign up for our next 4-day free hormone challenge, because we do a HIIT and a resistance session in there as well.
Yes.
And you'll be in company, you'll be in a community of other people doing it. You can compare notes with people.
Absolutely. So that part of that free thing is giving you the tools, including the fitness stuff, so the resistance and the HIIT workouts for all levels, by the way. So don't think, oh, I can't do it. We had all levels. People have never worked out at all in their life. All shapes and sizes, all walks of life, all managing to do what we've put out for them. So I hope we've given you a little snapshot of what your fitness journey shouldn't be. We've really loved doing that. It's nice to do a little quick one, because it's also like personal experience, and we know that we see a lot of these things all the time with our clients. So listen, look out for the links for the 4-day mini course on optimizing hormone health and hacking your metabolism. We can't wait to do that. It's going to be in a few weeks' time. Look on our socials, look on our website, but also the next podcast episode we'll do, we'll put the link in the show notes as well. In the meantime, we are sending you a whole heap of love.
We are. Until next time.
Lots of love. Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to The Midlife Mentors with Claire and James Davis.
We'd love to hear from you. So drop us a line at info@themidlifementors.com with any questions or topic suggestions.
And make sure you join us on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can find us under The Midlife Mentors. Yeah. Thanks for listening. And just before you go, we wanted to remind you that the waitlist for the Midlife Reset Audit is now open.
You can be the first to take this revolutionary new tool to helping you live your healthiest, happiest midlife by signing up at themidlifementors.com/audit.